With SRN News, I'm John Scott. One U.S. service member suffers critical injuries, and two others were hurt in a drone attack launched by Iranian-backed rebels on American targets in Iraq. The attack brought a quick response from U.S. forces.
In a statement, the U.S. Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, said that the strikes had targeted three facilities used by Hezbollah and its affiliates, and that they were a response to several attacks by the militias on U.S. bases in both Iraq and Syria. Mr. Austin stressed that Washington would not hesitate, as he put it, to defend the United States, our troops, and our interests. There has been a spike in activities by Hezbollah and other militias in the region following Israel's military operation in the Gaza Strip.
The BBC's Yosef Taha. Also at SRNnews.com, the holidays aren't even over yet, but a lot of us will be returning home soon from our holiday travels or beginning a new trip. Correspondent Rita Foley with that story.
This Thursday, December 28th, is expected to be among the busiest days on the road. That's according to transportation data provider INRIX. But road conditions have been dangerous in parts of the country. Snow and ice have been piling up in the Midwest and Great Plains. About 104 million of us are on the roads over this holiday season, says the AAA. And putting gas in the tank is a couple of cents a gallon more than it was last year at this time. It's about $3.12 a gallon today. 7.5 million of us are traveling by air. Airports are expected to have been busier than ever for the Christmas New Year's season. I'm Rita Foley.
Stocks have been inching higher on Wall Street at the start of a holiday-shortened week. Wall Street now with 8 straight winning weeks. The Dow is ahead 138 points, and the Nasdaq is adding 62. This is SRN News. Black churches across the nation have something special planned for New Year's Eve.
It's called the Watch Night Service, a tradition that goes back to December 31st, 1862, when slaves stayed up until midnight in anticipation of New Year's Day 1863, when the Emancipation Proclamation would go into effect. Many African American congregations will mark Watch Night with a celebration that will include food, musical performances, and a word of encouragement from the pastor for 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Opponents of Connecticut's policy letting boys compete against girls in high school sports will get a second chance to challenge it in court. A federal appeals court in Manhattan has revived the case. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents the four female athletes who brought this lawsuit, says it looks forward to seeking a ruling on the case's merits. This is SRN News. The International Atomic Energy Agency says in a report to member states that Iran has increased the rate at which it is producing near-weapons-grade uranium in recent weeks. That reverses a previous slowdown that started in the middle of this year. Powerful overnight storms have battered Australia's eastern states, with fierce winds bringing down trees and power lines, and blamed for at least one fatality.
Emergency crews in Queensland have rescued people trapped in homes, cars, and caravans. Thousands of homes were left without power. Major theme parks in eastern Australia have been closed because of the storms. Giant hailstones battered parts of New South Wales. The National Weather Agency says more wild weather could be on the way. Sydney Airport said it had its wettest Christmas day on record.
BBC's Phil Mercer. More details at SRNnews.com.